Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the Fly Girl Show. This is going to be a follow-up show, actually, because I've already introduced you once again, once before, to my wonderful Mastermind EPOC members, the co-founders of EPOC, and that stands for Empowering People of Color. So this is a little Black history, if you want to put it that way, or it's also about what people of color can do when you set your mind to it and just really work hard. Because actually what we're going to do tonight is just kind of tell you some of the wonderful things that we have done in less than a year. Each one of us have had such a wonderful assortment of accomplishments because we've had the time, like everybody else has. You're sitting at home and you're doing nothing. So with that, I am going to bring in my guest. So there's going to be four of us, and I will introduce each one of them, and each one of them will give you an opportunity to meet them, to get more information about what they're doing, and obviously we will give you the contact information, so you can follow up, because there's so many wonderful things that each one of us are involved with as a mastermind group. And Vince is going to be one of my first co-founders that I'm going to introduce you to, but he'll also give you some information as to how you go about the dynamics of starting a mastermind group. And believe me, when I say dynamics, that's exactly what I mean, because if you don't have the right type of people in your group, you're never going to make it. And with our group, we are just so fortunate. We jive well. There's four of us, two girls and two boys, and we are just having a good time. We mastermind, we vent, we help each other out. So with that, that's what it does for us, and we have been empowered by our group. So I'm going to just kind of just turn it over now so you can have the opportunity to meet one of them. And I'm going to start with Dr. Vincent Wiggins. And Dr. Wiggins is one of the co-founders of Small Bites, and he works with small businesses and entrepreneurs. And with that, he supports diverse communities, along with a lot of other things that he does. But that's just my 2 cents introduction to a fabulous person. So with that being said, Vince, hello, Dr. Wiggins. How are you doing today?
Hello, Casey. I'm doing great, and it's good that we have this chance to come together and just talk about EPOC, Empower People of Color, during Black History Month, because I think this is something very important. Can you hear me okay? I just want to make sure that you can hear me all right.
Oh, I can. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you. So
okay,
I just
perfect. You are rocking and rolling tonight.
Yes. It's going to be a great opportunity just to share what we do and allow other people just to find out the importance of a mastermind group. And this is the mastermind group in a good way and not some of those crazy ways we heard about the mastermind. So I'm just looking forward to us sharing how we work together, how we've done some wonderful things in one of the most challenging times in our history.
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, had we known it would be this long, I think one of my first shows would have been to tell people, don't go crazy, organize a mastermind group. Be able to channel your energy, your thoughts, and everything else with the people that you enjoy communicating with, because we have our meetings, and we try to have our meetings like for an hour, hour and a half, and many nights we've gone way past that because we're just so excited about the different things that we've all been doing. So with that, I'm going to give it back over to you, but I had to interject that positive thought because it has really been a positive experience.
And Casey, I thank you for sharing that, because one of the things that, and we're going to get into more about what is a mastermind and the aspects of peer-to-peer mentoring and how it has supported us, I just don't think a lot of things could have been done had we not had the mastermind group in place and being able to work together. I think it was a well-balanced group of people, and we'll talk about that later on who should be in your mastermind group and how you support each other. So I just want to say I think it was a good holistic thing for us to have the opportunity to work together during this time. And the way we have moved from a physical space to a virtual space and being able to meet and engage in the adventures that we all have celebrated this year. So the other thing is just celebrating the things that you have done, from being an author, from doing your Wind Down Wednesdays, to being a part of Ron's Way and looking at how to do these five different steps, how to be engaged, how to work in Facebook, and working with co-founder Herbert on just thinking about the new potential clients and clients we do have on making technology part of our life. And we'll talk about this later, so I don't want to go too long, but we really embrace what the new front porch is. Technology is the front porch. So
absolutely,
that's what we have to get used to using.
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree with you. So I want to get back to you, obviously, but I'm going to bring in Herb because Herb is going to call, as I told you guys before, co-founder of Small Bites, and he's also co-author with Vince. They have written a book. It's on Kayla and her gunkles and the family gathering, at the family gathering. So this is an interesting book that they have, within this less than a year, have come out with, not only starting the business, the technical side of the business. They have also authored a book. So, my goodness, they have really been busy. So with that, I'm going to bring in Herbert Henderson. He's the other co-founder. And give his little spiel on what he does, and then we're going to go to Rhonda, and then we're going to all just kind of bring it all back together, and we'll just kind of have a nice conversation. So with that, may I introduce everyone to Herbert Henderson, one of the co-founders.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, you're perfect. You're perfect, as always.
Okay.
You're perfect.
That really makes me happy because I bought a new microphone because nobody can hear me on Zoom, apparently. But through research, and good shopping, I got a new microphone, and I'm happy about that. But, yeah, this last year, first of all, it's gone by really, really quickly. I never thought it would go by so fast, especially with the, you know, the disease, the virus and everything. But we've kept busy as a group, just to let everybody know. And if the audience didn't know about Rhonda and Casey especially, they always come up with something to do project-wise, you know. They are so creative, and I'm really, you know, having to follow Dr. Vincent Wiggins as far as an introduction. You know, who could follow that? But seriously,
isn't that the truth?
Casey mentioned the book. We had an idea to do a little book, and little did we know, the weekend that it dropped, it was the number one new seller on Amazon. So that was a really, really big deal for us.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It also put the pressure on, yeah, it put the pressure on to get the follow-up book, which, you know, is coming.
Okay.
But we have many, many stories that we can tell through this little character named Kayla. But otherwise, you know, the regular routine for me is keeping up with you all and helping out with projects and design stuff. And we'll get into more of that later.
We will. And that's what I wanted to get to the creative side of it. So when we get back to it, we're going to get to, and I'll just kind of plant the thought so that we don't forget, because we're going to get to the designing, the technical part, the website. Design websites and so forth. But with that, we're going to bring in our energized little dynamic Rhonda. Rhonda Thomas, please come in and just join the group, girl.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me all right? Can you
hear me? Hello, hello. And for the audience, Rhonda is our wellness person. She has created Ron's Way, which launched in 2002. And her mission, well, part of her mission statement, I won't say this is her mission statement, but it's about committed to a better you. And as it is a total healthy living plan. And her target is which hip hip hooray, and I like to say it, it is for the older ladies, the wonderful seasoned women. So with that, that was my introduction to Rhonda, and I'm not going to let her now tell you all about this wonderful adventure that she has, Ron's Way. So go ahead, Rhonda.
So I am extremely excited to be here, and I'm hoping we have some listeners out there from my It's My Time Own It community. I am so incredibly excited to be doing this and just to be sharing it. We are so used to each other, and we're so comfortable. There's no script. We just like just, you know, right off the top of our heads, and they know that's how I am anyway. But we are just like sharing ideas, and we're throwing stuff out, and, you know, and all of us are entrepreneurs in our own, you know, element of what we do and what we do well. And so to come together, and I think that that's important. As I was listening to each one of you all, I think it's important for people to know how did we come about when, and I think Vincent was going to say, he's going to touch on that in regards to how we came about to find this perfect group, this perfect group of us four, and how we work together. So it's an interesting story. You know, I've been knowing Vincent for a long time. He used to teach classes for my parents when I was working in the school system, and he did such a good job. And then I met his partner, Herbert, and just lovely. And then I was talking to him about the things that I was doing with my business and Ron's Way and Committed to a Better You and how to help women support one another and empower each other, sisters supporting sisters and all of this. And they were like, you need to meet Casey. And I'm like, who's Casey, right? And so that's how the four of us, I met Casey, and it was just like, damn, sisters, like completely right from the very beginning. It was like, okay, there's a connection. And so we just all gelled. So I think that that's important before we get started with all the other things. How did it come about? And so we've all like made the commitment. We have some other people that we love dearly, but it's like, but it's only four of us in the group, and that's all, because we ain't taking anybody else. But we can show you all and teach you all some things in regards to how to create that dynamic and putting people together like that. But I'm excited to be part of this. I don't want to overtake it because that's one of the things that I do. I'm the loudmouth of the group, in case you didn't notice. You know, everyone needs to bring a different flavor, right, Casey? Right? Am I? So we all bring a different flavor. You know, some of us are a little more quieter. Some of us a little bit more outgoing. Some of us are a little bit more, you know, Dr. Wiggins, you know, a little bit more from the intellectual side. So we all bring something, and Casey just brings her class. And so we all bring different things to the table, and I think that that's what really makes a difference. And so I can go on and on, so I will stop and let Casey do her hosting thing of what she do so well, and then you guys get an opportunity to ask questions, I think, somewhere down the line. Casey?
Well, we're going to move on, but I just want to tag on to what you said, because the funny thing is, yes, audience, that is exactly how we met, and we met because we all had such wonderful ideas. We never really thought from the very beginning about organizing a mastermind group. That just kind of evolved because actually our technical guys, which are Herbert and Vince, and we'll get to that in a minute because Herb or Vince, either one of them, are going to take you more into the technical part of EPOC. But it just started going, and we look forward to meeting once a month, I think it was, at least once a month on Sundays. We'd have our brunches over at Vince and Herb's place. And it just evolved, and then one thing went to, you know, your idea kind of overlaps my idea, and my idea overlaps your idea, and then we came up with, aha, mastermind. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly tagging on to what Rhonda had to say to kind of give you the rest of the picture of how we evolved. And so with that, I'm going to go back to Vince, and Vince, you're going to give us, you gave us an introduction about what a mastermind group. We've all said what a mastermind group, the benefits of it. But can you just kind of maybe take us from step one and give us some ideas of what does it take to be a mastermind group or some of the things that you should look for? So kind of give us, I think there's about five steps or something. So the floor is yours. Give us a little insight.
Thank you, Casey. So, you know, the five is because there's five ways. From Ron's Way, just want to tag that again. So that's kind of what I love about that five. And seriously, a mastermind, the way we look, is about peer mentoring. And one thing I like about mastermind in this essence is that it means pushing comfort limits in a safe space. And that's what we've been able to do because, you know, we always had this dream. We wanted to do these different things, entrepreneur business. And like we said, we're 50 plus, and this was our chance to live our life. And Ron is going to tell you, live life to the fullest. You know, it's my time on it type of thing. So first step is really making sure you choose those people who are going to be in that circle to support you so you feel comfortable so you can push your limits. They don't have to be like you, but they have to support you. And I would encourage you not to have somebody exactly like you, like Rhonda said, but having a different perspective of life, but being able to accept that. That worked for us. Now, that's not going to work for every mastermind group, but that's what worked for us. The other thing is, what are the guidelines? So we talked about when we first got together, we agreed that we were going to meet once a month, and it was really a good opportunity. And then the pandemic happened. We realized that we really needed to support each other more. And what I love, we went to 2 days a week. So we were meeting 2 days a week, committed to Tuesday and Thursday, where we just spent an hour in a virtual space talking about different things and keeping the motivation going. But it was also a health check. So I really like that it made us feel holistically grounded and being able to share some of the things we were going through. And then as we went on, because we thought it was only going to be 1 month, a year later.
I'm telling you,
we realized that was not the case. So we have now decided that we're doing once a week, but then we check in, if we need to, twice a week. So we're still moving towards the projects we're doing, and it's been moving in a great way. We also have events that we're doing, so we can't meet twice a week because Wind Down Wednesdays happen. So, you know, if we were trying to do twice a week, that would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're trying to connect. And we have to be sure we're taking care of ourselves. So that's the second one. What is the guideline you want to do for your mastermind group? And then the third is what kind of structure. So we always start out with checking in with each other, what's going on, and then talking about what we want to do next. Now, our structure is a little bit interesting because sometimes we call people and put them under the spotlight. But that didn't just happen overnight. That went over a long time. So some of us have come to the table. We're not going into the details about craziness, but we brought to the table some things. And from different perspectives, we've been checked. We have our passion. And the good thing about this mastermind group, your passion comes to the table, and we do it in a loving way, saying we understand that that's what you want to do, but that might be a little crazy right now for you to do it at this point. So we really talk through that. So it's not about shutting people down. It's about really thinking about where we want to go and how to get there. And so that's the fourth thing that I want us to think about. Is really the structure.
I just want to interject and kind of tag on to your last thing that you were saying about personalities. I think it's important that you have a diverse group of people because you can't really build on someone if they have the same type of personality you have. So I think that you know, Rhonda has been the energy. You know, we could be sluggish sometimes, and Rhonda will get one of her passions or some idea she's got. And when she brings it to us, she just kind of brings us back up. Or, you know, Herb and I will get quiet while you and Vince, while Rhonda and Vince talk. So actually, it is wonderful. Our combination of being different personalities, I think, works well. So now I'm going to turn you back on because now you're going into the third point.
Well, that was the third, the structure, but that goes into the fourth case, which I think is very important, your members' role. And we have a formal role and we have an informal role. So one thing that's good about this group is we are a spectrum. You know, Rhonda and I will come with crazy, energetic, off the wall, you know, trying to just go climb a mountain in 5 minutes. And the good thing about Herbert case is that, okay, let's put some structure, let's think through it, let's live in the now and take the proper steps to move forward in that direction. And so I think that's very important. The other thing about doing that with the members' roles, some people in mastermind groups like to pick leaders. And I caution you on picking leaders because part of mastermind is making us have the opportunity to grow. Not,
nice.
You know, and in a sense, everybody has ownership in being a leader of the group. We all have, we take stake in it and we develop our skills and we learn how to grow from that. So I think that's very important to think about what are the roles each of the members do. And then the last piece, and we'll talk about it in more detail, is making sure it's the right size. So we're opening the door to Masterminds Epoch, and we would like to increase it to 100 people. So if you're interested in being part of the Epoch Mastermind group, we're
not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
That's the crazy side.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Stop me,
audience, erase that part. Erase. No, it's a technical problem here. I think you heard it wrong. So, no, as much as you may want to join this wonderful group, we will help you start your own.
Yes. Exactly.
Stacey, that's a good point. You have to start your own. You have to make sure it's the right size so you can share it evenly. And you can't do that if the group is always changing. So the one thing that's great about Epoch Mastermind is we've gotten to know each other. We know how to trust each other. And if we were continually bringing in new members, some masterminds want to function that way. We didn't find it beneficial for us. We have found a solid foundation to do the things we want to do and build on. So that's something that you should also think about when you're doing a mastermind group. So, Casey,
I love it. I think that for the audience, we'll repeat these and we'll do them quickly before the end of the show to give you what the 5 points are and some of the things that we really do think are important if you're thinking about it and starting a mastermind group. And with that, the switchboard is lit up, and I'd like to bring in one person. I think this is a good spot to bring someone in. Maybe they have a question. They may just be listening. So we'll see if they would like to ask you guys a question or just continue to listen to the show. So here we go here. Let's see here. Hello, and welcome to the Fly Girl Show. Would you like to ask a question, or are you just on just to listen to a wonderful show tonight? Hello? Okay. I think that's the answer. I think they're just enjoying the show because they're still with us. They just don't want to participate, so that's fine. This is what we invite people to do, is to call in and to listen. If you'd like to make a comment, we'd love to have you comment. But if not, we're going to continue because we really are rocking and rolling on this. So you gave us all the wonderful points for those that are interested in starting their mastermind group. Now, give us at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Herb because I want him to bring in what you two bring into the group, and that's the technical part. So with that, Herb, give us a little introduction on to what you do, the technical, the computer, the website, and all that type of electronical input.
Yeah, thanks. Well, first I want to echo the part about individual strengths that we all have and how we make that blend and work together and come up with a solution to problems or project. My background is in new media and photography and web design, all that stuff. I've done that for several years now. Unfortunately, due to the last year, some of the clients have had to take a step back, so they're not actually active right now. But I know they'll be coming back and there'll be new people. But Vincent and I kind of complement each other because we both can do the design on with the software, whether it's website or flyers or helping with your social media. But that's actually my major. You know, he's just a backup.
I wish you could see his face right now.
No, I wish we could.
We're both learning from each other, and that's what makes it work. And anytime Casey and Rhonda, you know, the two other members of the mastermind group, have a project, they can always rely on us. You know, one way or the other. And that's what a good mastermind group needs, you know.
And
it's a good thing that we've known each other, a long time, and I think we can trust each other.
Absolutely. And so the part that you guys are in Small Bites, is that correct? Small Bites is the explain Small Bites.
Small Bites started as an idea of bringing technology a little bit at a time, basically, to, you know, those people who
are technically challenged, right?
Pretty much, yeah. That's a nice
or,
way to put
he's
it.
Trying to be nice. That's what it is, Casey, because he know that he's talking about us a lot of times. I know he is. So he's just trying to be nice. Like, I got to say the right words, which is nice. But, yeah, you know, us older people who have difficulty with our phones and things of that sort, which gets kind of crazy, and doing videos and things of that sort, that's what Herbert, he really is good with that. I mean, he can, like, do that in a heartbeat. And so there are so many good things that we bring. So small bites is good for all of us more mature people, for sure, who are having difficulty with technology. And, yes, okay, I'm sorry. Did I break in? Okay, all right.
But, and so now, I think Vince is, you have a class or something that you have, is that right, that people can sign up and go for some of these classes? Because the way I see it is, Herb is the one who takes you beyond you teaching us even how to turn the computer on. I mean, some of these classes that you're having are for people that if you are technically challenged, and then Herb takes you after you've learned a lot, he can help you with your web design. He can teach you how to feel more comfortable in doing these different things. So is that a correct breakdown, Herb? Vince,
yes,
I meant
and Rhonda.
Either one of you. Shoot, either one.
So I think what you're doing, what you said, Casey, you're hitting right on. And so Small Bites started, as Herbert said, was really thinking about working with, and we're working with 50 and older. That's not our limit, but those are the clients we work with. So a lot of times when people go through life, they want to take something else on. And Rhonda probably is going to go into this more when we talk about Ron's way. And I think that's why we work so well together, because we all talk about 50 and older. So that's what makes this mastermind very important to us. So what we do is we do web design, social media marketing, and we do tech support. So with that, we look at how do we work with people to build a website, and even if it's just a consulting, because a lot of times people say, well, I just want a basic site. They can go on and we can help them navigate and build in a template, and that's what Herbert can help them with and I can help, or they can get a custom-built site. So that's one thing that we believe is very important, is understanding online presence when you're starting a new business venture. The other thing we do is making sure you understand how to use the media to market your product. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all those other opportunities that we need to really engage people in what we're doing. And the last thing we realize is that people often need support. We are digital divide. We are digital immigrants, meaning that we have not been exposed to technology from day one. But we are very self-directed, meaning that we will learn. We will seek out what we need to do. We will move forward in life to make sure we accomplish the things we want to accomplish. And so what we do is the tech support is really work with people to do computer classes. So that's for our clients. But in addition to that, we do a computer cafe. So every Saturday, 10 a.m., anybody's welcome to join, where it's just like you come online and you learn about things, or you bring different topics you want to learn about technology. One of the things that Herb and I have joked about is we're talking about starting like GG Online. So what that is like, how do you really start thinking about using technology online? And that's why I talk about this front porch, because we use Facebook. We use other things to interact with each other. And I think this is the opportunity for us to really think about how to use that more often. So those are things that we're doing. And we also, for anybody who's interested, we have an e-zine. We have Small Bites e-zine. E-zine stands for an electronic magazine, means it comes out every month in an electronic format. Part of the reason for doing that is that it allows people to get comfortable to use technology, and then we insert information in that email or that e-zine so you can just click on the link and go learn something. You can learn how to play games. You can learn how to use technology. You can find out how to do meditation. You can learn how to buy different products. So those are things that we work on in Small Bites. And we're always open to suggestions, because our goal is to support 50 and older, 50 plus.
Well, and Rhonda and I, Rhonda's going to tell her little story, but my story is we definitely, Rhonda and I were pretty much on the same page. And what we didn't get, both of us never understood it, or either we both really did understand it. But for those who are, if you are technically challenged, I really, really encourage you to go online. We're on Facebook. It's on Facebook. For Rhonda's part, she's dealing with We say we keep going back and forth on the 50 and older, the 50 and older. But it's the technical part of it. And as Rhonda, and I want her to go into more detail about her part of dealing with 50 and older and the wellness. And there's the mind, body, and soul is what I always say. So, Rhonda, pull in what you do with your It's My Time Only. So give us a little a more in-depth description of what you do.
Okay. So I am extremely excited to be here, and it's so good to, like, just be on here with you all and sharing what we do with to everyone. So what I do with my It's My Time Own It, it's basically, I call it my I'm toy. That's what that stands for, It's My Time Own It. Women 50-plus who are, you know, possibly retired, but still have all these skills that they've done. You know, they've worked in different organizations, they've worked in different companies, and they've had all these skills. And then they retire. A lot of us are retired. And then, you know, you just take the skills and do what? You know, you're just at home with the grandbabies, or you're not, you know, thinking that you are, like, still on top of your game. So what we do is, like, I support women, and we support each other as sisters to help each other grow. And I do have a background with as a health coach. And one of the things that I do is that I'm real big on us being a healthier people as sisters. How do we continue to support one another in our health, mentally, socially, you know, emotionally, all of that as sisters? And that's what the community is all about. So it's a private company, a private Facebook group that I've started, you know, to help support one another. So I truly believe in sisters supporting sisters. There is no hating in my group at all. We are all about how can we help each other. So it's almost like a mastermind, but not like as intimate as what we do here with what we have going on. But, you know, I have a good group of women from all types of backgrounds who bring different things to the table. And, you know, and it's like, how can we continue to support one another and have resources? And, you know, with the EPOC, Empowering People of Color, with our group, and it's isn't that just totally appropriate that it's EPOC? It's four of us, EPOC. So we like to claim, you know, I'm empowering today. Somebody else is, you know, like the person of color or whatever. So we are all about, like, supporting one another. And so I'm real big on supporting each other, whether or not it's my time own it women or with my EPOC group. It's all about, we need to start helping each other successfully do whatever we need to do. Yes, Casey?
And so you tell us some of the ways that you bring the women together. I know that you have a coloring book, and I love your coloring book, and it's so needed during this time. But before the pandemic, what were some of the avenues? How did you bring these women together?
Ah, thank you. So one of the things that I do is I used to hold happy hour events. And I've done one online, and it was fun. It lasted 3 hours because we, you know, brought our cocktails with us, and we're going to do that again. And it lasted much longer, but we played fun games and things of that sort. But I was holding happy hour events at the hotels on the south side of Chicago, and people would buy a ticket, and you would come, and, you know, cocktails were free, and we would just talk about some of the things that we as women go through and how they can do better in their life. And because I'm all about, how do we become healthier and happier? That's the two things that's real big on my list. How do we become healthier and happier? And so that's what we would basically talk about. But we would socialize. We would empower each other. When you walked in, you got a chance to greet and meet people. And, you know, you had to give a woman a compliment, because sometimes us as sisters, we have a hard time with complimenting one another. And I always tell women, it takes a confident woman to compliment another woman. And so we would do those kind of things, happy hour events, as well as happy by design. How do you design your life in this age and stage, retired or not retired or thinking about retirement, and being socially with other women, like-minded women, doing that? So that's kind of one of the main things that I'm real big on, being healthier and being happier, and how do I support other women to do that same thing. So I've started a 5 Ways in 5 Days, which is what Vincent was sharing, you know, had mentioned, 5 Ways in 5 Days, which I'm going to be doing again as of March 1st. March 1st to March 5th, and every day for 20 minutes at 6:30, every day for 20 minutes, I'm going to share with you five things that you can do to change your life towards becoming healthier and happier. So, yeah, basically that's the one thing. Casey?
Well, let me interject something real quick because I want you at this point to give your email, your contact information, and we'll repeat it. But for the audience, so get your pencil and paper ready because this is something that's coming up soon. So you really want to be able to have a contact number. And then my question to you, Rhonda, is how receptive are these women? Because they're coming into a room, they don't know each other. So how mm-hmm. you give them a little cocktail, I'm sure that helps to open it up. But when I joined it, I have to tell the audience, I really enjoyed it, and that's not my thing to do. But I have to say, because of the energy and the type of people that Rhonda brought together, you will walk away from her sessions. If you don't learn anything, you will learn one thing. And that's the most important thing. Walk away with at least one thing that's going to improve your life. She is a cross between the wellness coach and a life coach. Because at this point, she gives you structure. So for those who are in need, this is a perfect session for you to come. So give your contact information, and then I want you to go back to, because you were getting ready to go to the five ways thing. So just elaborate a little bit more, because I kind of interrupted you on that.
No, that's okay. That's all right. So the structure of that, the five ways in 5 days, let me answer the first question. What was the first question? Because I just start tripping over myself and things of that. So what was the first question?
Contact information.
The contact information. Okay. It's Ron's Way. That's RHONSWAY.com. And you can take a look at my website, and everything is on there. And I have created some coloring books. So one of the things at the Happy Hour event, the first one that I did, it was down at a boutique hotel down in Rush Street. And Casey and I had one of my sister friends, Rosemary, was there, and another friend, and they were all entrepreneurial women. You know, Casey has done a book. We could talk more about that. That's becoming a play. And so she got an opportunity, and she's a former stewardess. Her book, Stars in the Sky. So she got an opportunity, and I had a panel of women, and they were the three women. Rosemary's retired from working at the university for years. She's retired, and she talked about her thing. So women got a chance to learn from each other of what it took for the retirement, what to look out for, things of that sort. So that was very informative. That was our first one. I think I've had about maybe six of them over the couple of years that when I started. And then the Happy by Design is very similar, but it's like a four-hour session, and women come, we have lunch, it's at the hotel, and I talk about 12 things to help your life level up. And so basically that's what that's all about. So this 5 ways in 5 days session that I'm going to be doing, I've done it before and I'm going to be doing it again. I got good responses from it, but each day I share something, 20 minutes, share something for you to do to help you up level in your life. And so, you know, whether or not it's the first day is like talking about water. Now you're probably thinking, I drink water, I know about water, why I want to listen to 20 minutes? Well, obviously I make it fun and exciting, and you're going to want to drink more water after you like be part of this session. But so each day I share something, and then, you know, women get a chance to take notes, and you get a notebook that I send you online, not a notebook, but worksheets that you can work through to follow along with what I'm sharing. And every day you learn something. And then at the end, you know, I talk a little bit about an offer that I have called my The Program, and The is Transformational Health Experience, which is my signature program that I've created, which is a 4-week program. But that's another story. But basically that's what I do, and I love it. I love being around other sisters and supporting one another. And my brothers here, my sisters, my brothers who love us, they are here to help us in everything that we do. I didn't know what the hell I was doing when I was doing Facebook Live. And when I first got started, I gave Vincent and Herbert were like, just take video and we can put it together and this, that, and the other. And Herbert did my video, and he put my video together, and I was like almost in tears. I was like, man, I look so professional. This looks so good. I mean, with music, and I had a beginning and I had an ending, and it was like I was just talking in the park. And so it's little things like that that the small bites has helped me and Casey out tremendously when we get stuck with stuff. And, you know, it's just a powerful group. That's basically it. And so I truly believe other people should be having some kind of group similar to that.
And with that, let me just kind of interject. That's what I wanted to say, too. The what has happened with the website? Now, I know everyone is a little intimidated, but believe me, these two guys will take you step by step. So as we said before, getting back to the technical side of the Small Bites, Rhonda and I have definitely benefited from it because we did not have websites, and it wasn't as intimidating as it could be if you don't have the right people helping you to do the development. And I have to say the same thing. Herb and Vince have both helped me to develop or design a beautiful, beautiful website. So I was going to ask Herb a question about that. Some of the things that, just to kind of relieve some of the stress that some people may be thinking, like, oh, I don't know how to do it, kind of give us some insight as to how you take people into your sessions and kind of guide them. So what type of things do they need when they come to you and they say, I want you or can you help me? Because you do two things, right? You will either design the website for them or will you take the information and help them to design their own? Is that the process?
Well, there's no one answer because everybody is different. Everybody has different needs. So first we'll have a conversation with you to see what you actually want. Do you want something to display a hobby or a cooking-type blog, or do you have a product to sell? So all those will entail a different type of website or a different type of presence on, you know, the Internet. So we see what you want, take those notes, we'll do some research, see what's out there, see what you like, and then we'll try to emulate or design, you know, emulate and design something specific to your needs. So it can be very simple or something more elaborate. And, you know, the cost is different for those two things.
Yes.
So
yes.
The more you want, the more, you know, you have to, you know, invest. But it's always going to be something that you're passionate about and that works for your different your needs.
Well, with that being said, too, as you said, you have to know. And so my two cents of, because we just finished designing mine, I would say to do the things that he just said. Have an idea of what you want. Collect pictures. That's very important because when they start rocking and rolling, you want them to have everything that they need. So collect as much information, as many pictures as possible, because that's what also will enhance your website. And get ready for a great session because that's what they will do. So with that, I think I'm going to bring Dr. Wiggins back in and see if he has something to say or to tag on to Herbert. Vince, you want to join us?
I can't hear you.
I just want to give a shout out to you, Web Designer Grant, because one of the things that you point out, as Herbert said, is we like to sit down and talk to people and understand their comfort level in using technology. And that's why it can go different directions. So if you're comfortable and you want to use a template and design, there are companies that do that now. So you can go out there and use an existing template, or you can customize and work with a web designer to build that. But Web Designer Grant started that way and then started doing your own design. So one of the things that we want to make sure is that we empower people on how to use the technology. In case it was just wonderful to take the journey with you where you started being able to add your own personality, your own content, your own pictures, your own personality, because I think that's very important when you're looking at a website that it truly represents you. So think of a website as an extension of you as a person or you as a company or entrepreneur. So I just want to say that that's what we're here to do. And there is a range in cost and services, but we're always open just to sit down and have a free conversation, free consultation, some people say, and that's Small Bites, Inc. Well, we could just talk about what is it that you want to do and from there make the best decision for you. But we will still be present and help you along the way.
It's our website, in the days when everyone was starting out, that was really the way to sell your business. You had to have a website. I feel that a website is still as important as it was before. Am I right? I mean, do people, if you're really trying to start a business, would you say that that really is one of the things that you really must have?
I would strongly encourage having a website and looking at your social media marketing plan. And so that's something else that Herb and I work with you on. So the website is making sure that everybody has the information. And if you think about this virtual space we're in, it is not going away. So a lot of people say, if I could just get through this, we're going to go back to the old way. No, we're not. I'm not trying to be bad, but I think it's a good thing to think about it. So the website is an extension of your company. So even if you're passing through somewhere and somebody asks you, we used to give out business cards. Now you can say, can you write down my website? And they can get your contact information and all of the elevator points that you will be sharing in person. They can now go back to that website and see it. And the same thing can be done as you and Ron are doing, using it through video, multimedia, creating blogs. I mean, Case, we haven't even talked about the Wind Down Wednesday experience. That in itself shares where can I go to find out about Wind Down Wednesday. But I don't know if you want to take a moment to share what does that experience mean to people who are engaged in a Wind Down Wednesday book club. Because it's no longer, as you say, it's not your regular book club. It is an enhanced book club. So I get on the geeky side and talk about technology, but Casey, do you mind not to put you on the spot? Just sharing a little bit about what is a 2021 book club experience?
I will be happy to do that because it's been such a blast. And so what Vince is talking about is the Wind Down Wednesday Stars in the Sky Book Club. And because I can't get out and do book signings, my mastermind group, a little from each one of them, we came up with this. And so we just have developed it. And we do a Zoom. And people, you only read my book, and you read so many chapters, and then we have a Zoom meeting, and we discuss those particular chapters, and then I bring on a cameo guest. And one of the new things that has come from all of this, I'm jumping, but you're getting so much information. I'm so excited. You're getting a lot of information about Small Bites. You're getting information about the e-zine. You're getting Ron's Way. And also, My Other Career is something that I just launched. And My Other Career is bringing airline people and business associates together. So if you go on my particular website, you'll be able to see all of this. And so I'm going to give mine, and then I'm going to also make sure that our gentlemen and the guys, the boys in the group, that they're going to be able to give their connection. But mine is TheFlyGirl10. So that's T-H-E, fly, F-L-Y, girl, 10.com. And look at my website, and that is going to give you all the information about Wind Down Wednesday. And we'll have a new session in a couple of months, so please check it out and be a part of it. We have a blast. We have our toast. We have our glass of wine, and we have the inside.
Wait,
story.
No. Casey, we don't have our glass of wine. We like wind down. Okay, so let's just be real. We all like
we
winding down. All right.
Yeah, right.
We miss that social aspect. We miss that social aspect, and so we really do have a good time on Wind Down Wednesday, yes.
Oh, it really is, and it's done well, and I'm proud to say that it's one of the choices for one of the colleges here, Truman College, so it's going to be one of their continuing education courses.
Nice.
That's going to start in March. So I'm real thrilled to think that Stars in the Sky is now in college, so we are just having a good time with that. So with that, I think we're going to do kind of a wrap-up because, boy, this has gone by fast, and we've gotten – if your head is exploding, it's because we give you that energy. That is what we do. That is what EPOC does. We get together, we mastermind, and our brains and our brain cells just keep going and exploding from all this energy. But I – Vince, you have an interesting student – that's taking your computer classes. Is that correct? And we're calling
that is correct.
Gigi, the Gigi section of Small Bites.
Yeah. Gigi is fortunate to have a wonderful person part of the Computer Cafe learning opportunity, and we are learning how to use technology again. what is needed, Zoom, in this virtual space. And this person, I don't know how much information I can give out. So, Casey, I'm going to lean into you, but she's the first, one of the first African-American flight attendant, if not the first. And this amazing person is, we say 50-plus. Let's just add about 30 to that.
Exactly.
And
wow.
This is what I think is so wonderful, just the way she's embraced it and sharing. And it's a fun time. And this is what I'm talking about when we talk about how we make this an engaging space, especially now, because we need this opportunity to just have some good moments. And so I look forward to just getting together and learning in a fun way about different things to help us meet whatever goals we're trying to achieve in life.
Exactly. I love it. So all of our 70-year-old people that we have out there, our friends who are 60s and 70s, and they're thinking like, well, I'm too old. I can't learn this. You're talking about here she is 80 and she's got her – you're creating a website for her. That is fabulous.
87.
Absolutely. 80. Oh, yeah. Okay. So then, yeah. Yeah. 87. No excuses. No excuses, guys. All right? This is serious.
And this is what, you know, please take advantage of it. Go on the Internet. Please read the e-zine. It's really full of some interesting things. I've read it every month, and Rhonda and I contribute, so we're part of the contributing authors to this. And so we put our spin. Rhonda will give you different that's another way to find out what Rhonda's doing. So she's putting in the different activities that are coming, so you can be a part of it. It's very easy. It's on Facebook. And so it just has been something that has evolved. And for a person who is 87, she was the very first black flight attendant in the United States for a commercial airline. So we really want to praise her. But she still has the energy and the zest to live and to learn.
Love that.
And so she is part of our GG portion of this class. And that means 50-plus, but we just like to give special people special names. And so GG part of it is what we're naming the older but wonderful and wise participants in Small Bites. So with that, we are 8 minutes, and we really have like 5 more minutes. So with that, I want you guys to kind of give a little your elevator speech exiting the elevator. So Rhonda, once again, tell us all about Ron's Way, how they can contact you, and definitely be aware of your March 1st event that's starting.
Five ways. Yep. So March 1st through the March 5th at 6:30, I will be holding, and it's no more than 25 minutes, I will be holding my 5 Ways in 5 Days to Change Your Life. And so you get an opportunity to get signed up. You can go to my website. You can send me an email. My email is Rhonda@Ron's Way. And, and you can just send me an email, and then I can send you any information that you need. The other thing is that I will be hosting my happy hour event on the 12th, March 12th, and it will be on Eventbrite, so you can buy your ticket there. It's going to be fun, and you also receive a free coloring book, because I created 8 coloring books with topics that matter, with images that look like us, African-American sisters, and also journal prompts to go along with the images. So it makes it a little bit more inviting and things of that sort. So I'm excited for all of you all who have joined us here. We are used to talking to each other and things of that sort. This is really, I've had to like really cut myself back a little bit because, you know, they're always like saying I'm talking a lot. But, you know, everybody's got to bring in their different thing, you know. So this is what I do. But I love these people. I'm telling you, there's a lot of you all out there that support us in our individual businesses. But for you to hear what we do collectively, it's so much more. And we have gotten further along in our business because of each other. We really do support one another, and that's a beautiful thing. We didn't even bring up the fact that Casey's book, Stars in the Sky, is being made into a New York play, and that's in production. So we are so incredibly excited because we're ready for the red carpet, and we're going to all be there. And, you know, we may have a big thing with It's My Time On It women who want to join us in New York and make a big thing out of it. But it's just so many good things that we do and how we support one another. And I'm telling you, if you do not have a mastermind group, group, you need to consider starting one with a group of people, because it will elevate you. And that's what we're all about. How do we uplift one another, and how do we empower one another? So that's it for me. Thank you guys for joining.
And Rhonda, my last plug for Rhonda, the coloring books, please, please go on her website and look at these. These are fabulous, fabulous coloring books. And you need it for this time. You need some downtime. If it's a glass of wine with your coloring book, however, but curl up in your comfortable chair and grab your crayons, your coloring pencils. I guess you don't want to use crayons, but
yes,
it's
yes,
really
coloring
pencils. Very therapeutic. So Vince and Herb, tell us and give us a wrap down on you two, E-Zine Small Bites. So Herb, go ahead and start, please.
Yeah, I just want to say and reiterate that, you know, everybody has dreams. Now is the time to make those, you know, come true. Bring them to the forefront. It's never, ever, ever too late to do what you always said you want to do, whether it's a small business in restaurant, or if you want to open a bakery, or if you just want to start a club of some sort. But you must be present on the internet in this time and age. Otherwise, you will be left behind. Let me just put it out there. You need to have a presence on the web. I don't care how good your chicken and biscuits is. You got to promote it somehow. You got to let people know. So that's all I'm saying. But it's never too late.
After you create
that
website,
reach me.
Present.
Yeah. Reach me through smallbitesinc.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. We're out there, you know. Let's collaborate, get in touch, and dream big.
And Small Bites is spelled, Vincent will tell that. Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
So just to tie in, I think, Herbert, once again, we do web design, social media marketing, and user support. So if you're ever interested, Saturdays at 10 a.m., we're doing an online cafe. Please join us. The next one we're doing in March is the Facebook group. I think that's very important for people to learn about. I just want to recap on some things because Herbert talked a lot about Small Bites. Just remember the five steps in a successful mastermind group. One is making sure you choose your members wisely. The second is making sure you have some guidelines. The third is thinking of the structure and agenda you want for your mastermind group. The fourth item is making sure there's some clarity with the member roles, or if you want to use a leader, that's fine. We use member roles. And then the last piece is making sure you share evenly and it's the right size group. Because if you don't have those five key components, you will never get to, and I hate to say this, to the level that we have experienced a good environment and being able to have this moment where we get together in a physical and virtual space during one of the most challenging times and still have the energy to keep moving forward with the dreams we want to accomplish.
I love it.
I love it.
I think that you closed it off just perfectly, because those are the different things, the 5 points that you would like to be able, that you need to know if you're going to start a mastermind group. And that's what these wonderful people have brought to my life and to the mastermind. And as we said, we are called, it's our mastermind group is called EPOC, and that is mastering, not mastering, but we are mastering, empowering people of color. Empowering people of color. And this is Black History Month. So we are Black History Month every month with EPOC. But this particular month, I hope that you were able to really get a good definition about what EPOC stands for, the benefits of having a mastermind group. And please, if you are just a little bit intimidated about the internet, please, please join in, go online. All the information that you need is on my website, and it is also available, so their information will be the same. So please take time. I'll see you in a couple, about next week. There should be another exciting. So this is Casey from the Fly Girl Show, and please join me again, and you definitely will meet someone interesting and enlightening. So have a good evening, and take this with you. Please join me, the Fly Girl Show, and we'll see you again. Bye.